everything with the blood of Jesus. The Lord will shield his wife, his children, just because of his assignment. The Lord will preserve him. When the enemy comes, they will find the Lord. They will not see him. They will find the Lord. The cherubim, they will cover you. The Lord will build that business. The Lord will increase you on every side. The Lord will not allow enemy to crush everything you have gathered together. We cover you as a church, and your testimony is sealed in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. It looks like his mom. His name is Increase. Job. Joe. The Lord is going to use you. Know that the Lord is going to use you. You know, you have a oil. You know, they say oil. You know, you can't control what he wants to do. He will tell you whatever he wants to do because the Lord speaks to him. But you need to train him like a Samuel. I see the oil of Samuel on him. I can't.
Mommy, I see you coming out of that car, but you're dead. The car is totally cool. I will just let him. What do you say? God is protecting me. And after a few, so
this boy is raised after the order of Samuel.
Yes. Amen.
Go and read everything about Samuel. Yes. You have a part to play so that the Lord does not deal with you. I see the oil of Samuel on him. He will tell you dreams. You have to be able to help him, to be able to guide him. He sees things that he doesn't understand now. But before his 15th birthday, he will be ministering everywhere.
Yes. I talked with my mom, but he will come. He was not there and start explaining what he was talking about. Like,
anointing from the bottle. Can you help me with my horn? I'll drop you my horn. The prophet. A Muslim gave me this ramson just at the gate of Bethlehem. And the Lord can use anybody. Anybody. And I've seen great and mighty things that happens whenever the Lord had me blow this horn. You, Joe, you are raised after the order of the first prophet in Israel. From today, your name has changed. The Lord is giving you a new name. You are called to be a prophet. All the things you begin to see, it will become clearer to you. You will hear God clearly. And mommy, you will not fail in the name of Jesus over this child. Anointing in the name of Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kunia siamanika po.
Hallelujah.
Tika libri handos.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
Kunia bodi
siya. Ebodo
siba.
Ure manes kata.
Imbi kulia maka.
Hallelujah.
Adi ziada po. Sibasha.
Hallelujah.
Labo na kata.
Hallelujah.
Imane.
Hallelujah.
Libri kisa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Asina pakotia.
Hallelujah.
Ayiga liba hando koso Ibrahim de Sintaliaba. He will begin to anoint his friends in his school.
Amen.
You will hear from the school.
Amen.
Go.
Teacher called me.
Oh, it's happening already?
Yes.
Okay. More is going to happen. Yeah. Okay, kids, come. The anointing for the kids is in the house now. I just pray together. What's her name? Joyce. Is that your mom? Oh. Let me anoint your two hands. Oil of gladness. Oil of gladness. Your hands are trained for war and battle. Everywhere you go, there will be joy.
Amen.
All over, in the mighty name of Yeshua. You are chosen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. What do you want to become? You don't know yet. A lawyer. Can I anoint your feet? I'm told to put the oil on your feet. Just if you can please remove your socks. I want to pour it on you, but I'll still to drop it on your feet. Everywhere you go, the Lord will give you speed. Okay, speed, speed. You're not going to go everywhere with one leg, right? Can I drop it on two? Two leg, you know, speed. Yeah. Your mom likes you too much. Joshua, right? You know the meaning of your name? You think so? Go and read everything about Joshua. Everywhere you go, God will give you speed. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. You can rub it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I just want to say something quickly. The Lord has entrusted me with a women's ministry. And Sister Joel is part of my congregation. And the Lord instructed me to have each person get a partner to pray for 7 minutes. And Joe was my partner. Joe. He was chasing some devils. In my life, he was seeing stuff in my life. And he was declaring. And he was telling the Lord to remove it. In the name of Jesus. And I'm not surprised of what my brother said today. He is going to go a lot of places in the Lord. He is a prophet. He is a prophet Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord.
I'll be an ungrateful child of God if I don't share this testimony. Woman of God, thank you for putting this program together. I really appreciate you. I usually don't share testimonies because I have a lot. But just on this program, this young man here, that's my husband. On Sunday, so just hear me out a little bit. Holy Spirit, help me. On Sunday, we went out and we were heading home. It was 106 degrees in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, he said, "Oh, look at that lightning. Whoa, lightning. There was no lightning." I mean, obviously, he was seeing it in the spirit. And I'm sitting in the car and I'm like, all right. So I kept quiet. I'm like, it's 106 degrees. It's not going to rain. And there's no rain forecast. This is California. And we were 5 minutes to the house. This time around, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw the lightning. So I'm like, what? Lightning. And it was blistering hot. Afternoon. As we got to the house, just in our own house, we were hearing thunders and lightning. Then two of us stood. Okay. We just said, blood of Jesus. We walked in. We felt, okay, maybe it will eventually rain. So in the middle of the night, I think the Lord woke me up and I went to pray. And he gave me this chapter of the Bible. That was when I understood what was going on. And it's in Zechariah 9. The Lord will appear above his people. His arrows will fly like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the ram's horn and attack the whirlwind from the southern desert. So I was asking the Lord, so what exactly am I supposed to do here? He woke me up at 3 a.m. and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. And this is what he gave me. In seconds, he told me that there was an attempt on his life. And that, you know, when God sends arrow, it's lightning. So there was no, we were seen in the spirit, but somehow we kind of forgot. You know how, you know the word, but sometimes you just forget. We're too much of a physical being sometimes. So that was the Lord fighting back the whoever that was after his life. And I believe it was because of this program. As if that wasn't enough, we flew in on Sunday. We landed. So today's on Wednesday morning, right? And he wanted to see his mom real quick in Staten Island. So we drove there. He had lunch and we were driving over here. I was working on my laptop and my husband fell asleep. That doesn't happen. And I'm telling you, the angels must have been driving that car because I don't know for how long. And you guys know how all those trailers come on the road. I'm telling you, there was an angel driving and sitting and just, and you know, rental cars, we didn't get the best rental this time around. And somehow, I even forgot one important piece. A day before we traveled, I almost changed my mind. I said, you know, there's so much to do, I'll stay back. I'll stay back, you go on, and next time. But somehow he kept saying, no, you have to come. So, you know, reluctantly I came on the trip. So it was when I saw him sleeping and I'm like, oh my God, what just happened? He now woke up. Never happens. He just sleep on the steering like that. And I had to we pulled over and I'm like, just sleep. Let me drive. So I drove an hour, 40 minutes. But the more I see all this that is happening this evening, the more I know that the Lord is here. And he wants to really, truly, he's been waiting on the Lord. And all we've been getting is transformation, transformation. Don't leave this mountain without what you came for. Please, whatever you do, healing is available. Pastor Scott, Oh, he's not there. I also got a miracle, you know. I was diagnosed with the old me, with an autoimmune disease, you know. They gave it the best name. It's called Graves' disease. And they said I needed surgery. I had goiter. My neck was this big. I had ophthalmic eyes. My eyes were this big. Everything needed a surgery, you know. And, the Lord visited. And I didn't have to have any surgery. My body was working. I lost 90 pounds. I'm actually trying to lose weight now. So what I want to tell anyone that needs healing, it's available. That was one thing I learned while I was sick. You just have to believe and you receive it. It's like, you know, plugging in your socket in the wall. That power is always there. You know, electricity is always in a socket. Whether you put your cable in or not, it's there. That was the revelation the Lord gave me, that it's there. We just have to plug in and take it. It's available. So please, if you need healing, tap into it. Tap into it. It's there for you. Woman of God, God bless you. God bless you. I know how much you're putting into this, and your reward is mighty. God bless you. And everybody else here, God bless you. And I love you all.
Give him a big hug and hold him. Hold him. You say, Scott, why did you say hold him? No, stay there. There's a spiritual move of God going on right now. Unaware we entertain angels. I was in upstate New York with another one of my prayer partners. And we went forth and we prayed. We opened up the word of God. We fasted. We trusted in God. All of a sudden, I feel somebody behind me holding me and embracing me. My prayer partner, I thought, was holding me. All of a sudden, I felt this angelic presence all over me. And then I hear my prayer partner about 10 feet behind me say, while you were praying, I saw an angel holding you. Tonight, while his wife was praying and I was bent over, I felt the presence of God and the move of the angels and the move of the presence of God on my back as I was up there praying for him and his wife. So I'll point your hands at them right now in the name of Jesus. Mount them up on wings as eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. For you are called by the Most High God to go in all the world to preach the gospel. And God said, if I am for you, I am more than the whole world against you. You will go forth and you will see visions. You will open doors that I say will be open. And you will close doors that will be closed. And you will walk in the power and authority where I have set you free, as you have set the people free by yielding to my spirit tonight. In Jesus' holy name, I bless you, my brother, for being obedient to the will of God in Jesus' name. And now everybody here, and those that gave testimonies, and even those that didn't give testimonies, give yourself a hand, because God gave you victory tonight. Hallelujah. Whoa. Oh, you know what I love about this, Jewel? This is heaven coming down to earth. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You ready, Greg? Come on and run up here. See, I'm going to tell you something. Jewel, on this time, we walked up here. After a while, people are going to be running into your ministry. Running into your ministry. Did you say what I said? Running into your ministry. Run. Come on, running into your ministry. Running to your worship team. Running to be part of the ministerial staff. Running to be a part of hospitality. Saying, what can I do for the kingdom? Ooh, Jesus.
God bless you, man of God. Thank God for the anointing over your life and the grace. Thank you. God bless everybody. I'm keeping the mic a little far because I feel a little something on my throat, so I don't want to, just in case, you know. But I just want to thank God, man of God. The two boys that I took away, one is my son. The other one is his friend. They both don't understand.
Joshua
is mine. Just the sitter horn, they don't understand what you're doing. And the other one is, you know, a friend to my son. So I moved him because he doesn't understand it. Their home don't understand it. They don't know nothing about what we're doing. This is an American boy. I don't want him to go home and say when we went there, you understand what I'm saying? Wisdom, very important. We want the whole household to be saved. But if the child goes and says there was a horn that was coming on my head, without, they will say, so what did you, this African lady, take you? Do you understand what I'm saying? So I had to explain this because it happens. I'm a pastor and I understand. Yes, exactly. Nothing against him, nothing against but what he's doing. If that boy goes to his house, a Catholic home, and say this is what happened, it can create something. And then stop the evangelism that I'm trying to do in his household to win more people. Wisdom build. I just needed to explain that. Not that I don't trust in your anointing. God bless you. I want to just testify. Sister Jewel, I love you. Thank you. 24-hour miracle. From just coming here, Sister Jewel don't even know that because I didn't want to bug her with all the stuff. I was to take my car for service, but then I procrastinated. I'm like, you know what? I'm traveling to Maryland next week. I'll service it next week. I went to sleep, and when I woke up, the Spirit of the Lord woke me up to nudge me. I woke up with the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Spirit of God. Yes. So I rushed to the mechanic. I called Brother Greg, and you know, I went there. To cut the story short, the mechanic that was supposed to work on it wasn't there yet, but he sent me to the welder, next the person that does wheel alignment. The boy that does nothing but just does wheel alignment says, this car is going to need parts. It's so bad that if you get on the road now, this whole tire is going to come out. It needed a tie rod, inner, and outer. All of them were messed up. He couldn't even understand how I drove the car to there. Remember, I was supposed to get on the road with this car coming here. He said, now this is the person that just does wheel alignment. Normally they don't diagnose much. He said, you must buy the part now because I can't even work on the car. Thank God I listened to the Holy Spirit. So we left here and we came here. Last night, and while I was in the shower, I finished the shower, I almost fell. You know that fall that people fall to die? I almost died in the shower right here. But and the Lord allowed me to see that the angel of the Lord is that held me down. Something is in this retreat. Don't leave without your visitation. And then this afternoon, I dropped Sister Bibi in here. I drove her here. And I went back there. When I parked the car, they called me and I had to move the car. But I put the four-wheel drive, you know, so that the car don't roll back. When I came back to get the car, I forgot about that. So between me trying to back up and that thing making noise, I put my car in reverse on this mountain here. I put my car in reverse on this slide going here. How the car went, I was confused in the moment, didn't even know what to do. Again, God showed me how the car would have just rolled and overturned right in front of this building. What am I saying? To God be all the glory. Whatever you came to get in this mountain, open your heart. You will live with it in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Turn around. You got your tails going on. So every time I grab this, I'm throwing anointing on you.
Oh.
And every time I touch your neck, I'm calling out healing. You didn't know that I was doing it at the same time. Because you know what? You are so caring about others. I want you to know that God cares so much for you.
Yes.
You've been faithful over the few. He is making you rule over the many because you have a sincere heart. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work.
Amen.
For you will reap a just reward.
Thank you, God.
If you faint not, but I'm declaring you will not faint. What you saw earlier concerning falling, I see you standing. Thank you for your daughter and your servant. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that heals. So we thank you right now by your powerful hand. Lord, I thank you for touching my sister and making her whole. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. and amen. Now, you want to watch me jump down there? Here we go. I can do it now. Remember, I told you my foot didn't work earlier this morning.
Praise the Lord. Oh, amen.
I can't. Anybody, come on up here. I see the smile on your face. Come on.
How many of us know that tonight is very, very unusual? It's an unusual night. Can you feel it? Can you see it in the atmosphere? It's so unusual. Let that boy come back.
One of the things that I came here for was to build an altar of thanksgiving for the healing of my sister. So I was about to go back, but then I realized I have to do that. About around November, my baby sister, she's 44, was diagnosed with lung cancer, stage 4 lung cancer. When we went through the initial shock at first, and then we started to pray, get everybody to pray. And then she went into, they started to treat her. In January, she did her first PET scan, and they said the cancer has shrunk that they could hardly notice anything. And on Friday, she got the result of her second PET scan, and there is no cancer in her body, period. Not only that, the doctor said that's the first time he have ever seen something like that happen. And in all of the lung cancer patients that he has treated, he has never ever seen anything like that. And he was so excited, he was so about the whole thing. But it's the power of God. So I just want to give him praise and thanks and glorify his name for what he has done.
Yes,
so my name is Sandrine. I have a long testimony. First of all, everybody who wants healing, I'm a perfect example. So I have been diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, not lung cancer. That was 2019, and I was saying to the Lord, I'm too young. Oh, how come? I'm a nurse, so I do everything that I needed to do to keep myself healthy. I'm like, do I curse someone or what do I do? So I started going through treatment. I never asked the Lord why, because why not me, right? And I remember Job. And then after surgery, they had to do a mastectomy because they said that it's an aggressive cancer. My husband did not agree. I was saying to the Lord, maybe I should have listened to my husband. My husband did not agree because he believed that the Lord will heal. But I did not understand. You know, we in the medical field, we believe in God, but we also believe in science and we think that, okay, God, you can use the doctors, you can use this. So I believe in both, that the Lord can use doctors. But my husband believed that, only God can heal. I did not agree, so I went to do the surgery. And then after the surgery, I have to sleep in the couch because I couldn't turn and this, that, it was pain. And then I remember I was going through my WhatsApp messages. I have a prayer partner, and then I remember that she sent me a message. And then the Lord said, listen to that. I said, why? And then he said, listen to that. Sometimes you need to stop and listen to the Holy Spirit. So I listened to that, and it was a preacher. And the preacher was saying, do you know 2 Peter 1:24? I said, okay, I think so. So I rushed to my Bible, and I read. And he said, everybody is quoting Isaiah 53, but do you know that you are already healed? I'm like, how come? Cannot be. And then I went through that, and I was reading 1 Peter 2:24, that by his tribe, we have been healed. And I'm like, Lord, how come? I mean, I know that I'm healed, like Isaiah 53. So if I have been, it means that in the past. So I just need to grab what you already gave me. And I did not understand it. You know, I wanted to understand, but I couldn't. And then that night, the Lord supernaturally gave me, you know, sometimes we need a revelation of God to grasp what he wants us to understand. And then from that time, after listening to other people's testimony, I'm like, Lord, if it's true, I believe it. Even though I don't understand it, I believe that I'm already here. You know, I had to go to chemo, to radio, and I don't want it. But I believe it. And even though I had to go to chemo, I refused radiotherapy because I was like, Lord, if you say that I'm already here, I don't want to do anything else. So my oncologist was like, what are you doing? I said, I don't want it. And then my primary doctor said, Sandrine, you know that because of your diagnosis, you are already immunosuppressed, so you always, you know, have to take care of yourself double. I said, no. And then she said, yes. I said, no, I'm already here. My immune system is maybe better than yours. So my revelation was the Lord is asking me, or was asking me at the time, Sandra, you're asking me for healing, but I have already prepared food on the table. Why are you asking me something to give you something to eat? Just grab the food and put it in your mouth. And I didn't understand that revelation. And he said, I have already provided healing. For you, it's just to believe. And I said, but how come? And he said, if you believe, you will receive. The fact is, my children do not believe. That's why they don't receive. And I said to myself, Lord, I will... How do you say that? I will test you and grab what you have said. And since then, I went through all the tests. I'm completely healed. Not because the doctor said it. I have a holistic doctor, and I told him that I was healed. He laughed at me and he said, really? And I said, yes. And he went through tests, and then he actually acknowledged and confirmed that I'm healed. So that was not the reason why I'm here. The reason why I'm here is the Lord asked me to use that testimony. So I went. I had a family trip in Europe, and I was praying. Like, I have a friend that is really sick, completely sick. And the cancer has metastasized. And I was like, Lord, I don't know how to explain it to her. But even though it was a family reunion, the Lord is using, I don't know how, but he's using me to touch so many people that I don't even understand. So, I was telling you, I don't know if I can make it because I was back to the trip. I mean, I was back on Wednesday. And I didn't know how I can come here, but I really wanted to come. And then the Lord provided a sister that was able to drive here with me. So I just wanted to thank God and let you all know, whoever is sick or feels sick in his body, that you have already been healed. It does not matter how you feel. You know, sometimes I test the Lord, and I know that he's good. When I have a headache, remember I'm a nurse, I have to take Tylenol or whatever it is. But I say, no, Lord, it does not matter. The headache, I command the headache to get out. I say,